morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, he's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, he's worthy. He's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy. Come on now, come on. He's worthy. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy, yes, he is, yes, he is, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is, yes, he is, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is, yes, he is, yes, he is. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Come on, come on, come on. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah, he's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. Hallelujah, he's worthy, yes, he is. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We bless you. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, come on, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on. You're not doing it because of what you need or what you want from God. You're doing it because of who he is. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo, glory. Hey, shot. Come on now. He's worthy. Father, we bless you. Hey, broto randarabako shot. We bless you. We just bless you. Father, Dave, listen, listen, listen. The Bible says, God inhabiteth the praise of his people. Come on now. Ooh, glory. Come on. Come on now. Get this morning. Come on. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, listen, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Okay? So when we get this prophetic and spiritual understanding, now listen, every word that comes out of the mouth of God has life and life more abundantly. Come on now. Come on. Because I want you to get this. I'm going to show you in the word. Once again, every word that comes out of the mouth of God is life and life more abundantly. Come on. This is why the devil doesn't want you to get up into your word. This is why he doesn't want you to pray according to the word. This is why he doesn't want you to listen to praise and worship that's filled with the word. Oh, come on, somebody. Why? Because the devil cannot fight against the word. He cannot fight against the word and understanding. He can't fight against it. There, listen, woo, your faith is activated when you activate word and understanding. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. Are you getting this? Are you getting this morning? Oh, come on. Well, listen. Okay. I guess I'm going to have to show you. That's right, Brother Doug. Oh, my God. I got to put this up here, Brother Doug. Brother Doug says, Yes, distraction is the devil's main tool. See, when you understand, listen, the devil cannot stop your purpose in God. The only one that can stop it is you. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. I want you to get this morning. Woo! Somebody better praise God with me. Come on now. Woo, my God. I am so excited this morning. Why? Because when you get, okay, first of all, remember, once again, I want to welcome everyone. Let's go to the world. Where's my shofar? Here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Now remember, I made a statement. The devil cannot fight against the word and understanding. Now listen, I got to prove it to you. And I also said that every word that comes out of the mouth of God is life, is and life more abundantly, okay? When we get the word, this is why the devil doesn't want you to get the word. Okay, first of all, okay, we're going to go to, okay. Woo, I'm so happy. Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, let's take it step by step. Now, remember, we've been right here. And this week, first of all, 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? It's going to be a season of divine grace and completion. It's going to be a season of renewal and new beginnings. It's going to be a season that the power of your mouth, this is key. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Your prophetic decrees, that means decrees, high glory, statements backed up and filled with the word, prayers and worship during this season will carry extra weight and authority, releasing God's plan in the earth for your life. And number four, rest and preparation for greater work. This is going to be a time that you will not be sitting on your purpose, but you will be active preparing for the next phase of your purpose. Okay, so number one, Deuteronomy. I got to show this. If I tell you, oh my God. If I tell you, oh my God. John. Okay, we're going to go to three scriptures as we get prepared for today. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Look at verse 2 and 3. Okay, if we type this for Instagram. Check it out. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Come on. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Now remember, here's my statement. In every word is life, and life more abundantly. In every word of God, in every word that comes from the mouth of God, every word from the word of God is life, and life more abundantly. Let me prove it. Okay, first of all, we have to build the context. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3. All the commandments that I command you this day shall you observe or pay attention to do, that you may live. Okay, here's the predecessor statement. Here's the contextual pretext of what we're going into. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Why? Because this is going to activate. Woo. Your season that you will always have, okay? Okay? You still with me, Brother Doug? Amen. All the commandments that I command you to do this day, you shall do. You shall observe to do that you may live. Now, this word live right here, this Hebrew word right here, is the kaya of God, which means to have life. Woo, to remain alive, to sustain life. Listen, to live prosperously. Oh, my God. To live forever. Oh, my God. To be restored to life or health. I wish I had somebody. See, woo, as kids, we used to play around playing like karate, kung fu, and we would do something and we would say, I want you to get this. Come on now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says that you may, if you will observe to do the word, the commandments out of the word, okay, it's not some religious traditional observance, but by the Spirit, you trust the Lord. And you say, I trust your word, more than breath itself. That you may kaya, the kaya of God, live prosperously and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to your fathers. Now listen, there are some promises that God promised your forefathers that you're going to receive. And you didn't even have nothing to do with it. You didn't even pray for it. You didn't even know it was coming. But it's a part of your life. And the Bible says, Jesus says, that there are things that pertain. There are things that pertain to your peace that you need. Verse 2. And so he's continuing. And you shall remember the way that the Lord brought you. These 40 years, the number 40, you ain't going to have to wait 40 years. The word, the number 40 represents probation. All these 40 years, the testing, the trial, being prepared in the wilderness to do what? To humble you, getting you out of your own mind, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, and to prove you to know what was in your heart, that you would know what was in your heart. And verse 3, and he humbled you and suffered you to hunger, but he fed you with manna that you didn't know, neither did your fathers know. Okay, here we go. Here's the promise, that he might make you know. This word know means to understand, that man does not live, he does not live prosperously. He will not be restored to life or health by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man kaya live. Come on now. Woo! Come on, somebody give him praise and say it is so. Woo! My God, my God. Listen. Oh, my God. Okay. So now. Man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, okay? Now, let's take it a little further. Isaiah 26. Look at verse 3 and verse 4. Come on now, type it is so. Come on now, make sure that you share this broadcast. Woo! Someone shout kaya. Woo! Today I'm gonna kaya. I'm gonna live prosperously. I'm being restored to life and health. Kaya. He said that about. Woo! My God, my God. Because Jesus came that I might have kaya and have kaya more abundantly. See, the kaya, that's how it's pronounced in Hebrew. The kaya of God. Woo! Okay, Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace. You will keep him in perfect peace. This word peace is the shalom. This is why in the Hebrew culture, they greet one another with shalom, okay? Which means completeness, soundness, health, and prosperity. Woo! With God, covenant, relationship. Oh, my God. Contentment, peace, quiet, welfare, health, prosperity. I will keep you in perfect wealth, health, and prosperity. How? Okay? If he tells you something, he always tells you how or why. Whose mind is stayed on me. Who is thee? The Word. Because he trusteth in the Word. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Let's take a look at this word strength in the Hebrew. It's the tesor of God. Woo! Which is the rock. Oh, my God. So are you getting this? So now. So. Woo, he'll keep you in perfect shalom. If your mind is stayed on the kaya of God. Woo, my God. Okay. So now let's go to John chapter 10. Remember, I said that I was going to show this to you because if I show it to you, if it's real revelation from God, it should connect from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament. Here we go. Come on now. Someone type it is so. No. Type, I receive it. It is so. Here we go. John chapter 10. You know what? We got to start at verse 8. John chapter 10, verse 8 through 10. Now listen, this is because God, see, you must get the understanding that the season, that this season, 5785, is the season that you will always have. It's the season that you will always have. He was giving you all grace with all sufficiency. Okay? Woo! Here we go. Thank you, Brother Doug. It might just be me and you, but we gonna make this cup overflow. So everybody that watches the replay, everybody that comes in and joins in late, everybody that gets this word, they get the kaya of God. Woo! To walk in perfect shalom. Woo! My God. Okay, John chapter 10, verse 8 through 10. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. The I am. Remember the I am? I am the door. By me, if any man enters in. Now, in my Bible, these words are red. So this is Jesus talking, and he is the Word of God. If any man enters in, he shall be what? Saved. Here's how we know it's Jesus. And it's Jesus, the Messiah, talking right here because he's talking about salvation. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, let's take a look at this word pasture right here in the Greek. This word pasture is the nome of God, which means food. Oh, come on now. I am come that you might have food. Oh, my God. And it means he shall not want the needful supplies for the true life, growth, and increase. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Are you getting this? He shall find food. Okay, so now he's getting ready to describe the attributes of the devil and the attributes of himself. So that way you can distinguish who's talking to you. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Take away from the places in your life where you don't have the understanding and the word, okay? The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy, but I am. Here's how we know it's the life. It's the kaya of God because he says, I am, okay? I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Woo, my God. Are you kidding this? Now, just to bring it home, we're in John. Let's go to John chapter 1. So that way we can bring it home and we can get to the sowing seed time and harvest. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Somebody just better give God praise and listen, shout. I receive it. Woo, my God, my God. Now listen. Kaya. Woo. John chapter 1. Look at what it says. In the beginning, this is verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Okay. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Talking about the Word, the person, the Word. He's called, his name is the Word of God, okay? But he's also Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, spiritual. He had an earthly ministry, and the name of his ministry was Yahshua, or Jesus, the Messiah. Yahshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the one who leads us to salvation. That was his earthly purpose. Oh, come on now. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? What is this word? What is this word in the Greek? The Logos. In the beginning was the Logos, or the Logos of God. And the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Because you cannot separate God from his Word. Now look at verse 12. But to as many as received him, the Logos, to them gave he power, his ability, his dunamis, his kaya, to become the what? Sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Woo! Here's how we know we're talking about the Word, because it brings power, his ability, his dunamis, to become. So listen, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Let's get into this Word and let's get the, well, see now, when we get this essence right here, let's get this essence right here, because listen, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Oh my God. See, when we get the understanding that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You get, he said, when you do the Word, when you receive the Word, when you do it, when you execute it, you are receiving the kaya, the prosperous life, living prosperously. Woo, the power and ability. You are getting the power of the Word. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. Come on now. So let's sow the seed today. So remember, you're sowing your seed, 5785, 15785, whatever that is, so you can activate the kaya of God in your life. Now listen, when you release the seed, you're releasing life. Because even though a seed can be outside of the fruit or of the bean or whatever it is, there's life still going on inside of the shell. Oh, come on now. Woo! And that life explodes open, given that it's in the right environment. Oh, my God. The good ground. Oh, my God. Woo! Come on now. He says, given it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Listen, as you sow your seed today, listen, I want to thank everyone who's been helping to help me get the trip taken care of. Amen. Listen, send in your seed. You're helping. You're doing. It helps take the pressure off the ministry. Listen, do what God tells you to do. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. When you sow the seed, you're doing the Word. You're activating the kaya, the life of God in your life. Woo! Somebody better give God some praise. Come on. You better give God some praise right now, because here's what the devil doesn't want you to do. He doesn't want you to do the Word, and he doesn't want you to do it with understanding that, yes, you are doing it because you're activating life in your garden. Give. You can use the PayPal, Restored MINTL, or the Zelle. Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. Or you can sow what's called the teruma and sow it into the hand of the priest. Now, listen, I'm going to be praying for you this morning. Okay? Use my Cash App. $2 Prophet M.D. Bryant. Amen. Or my Zelle or my PayPal. It's right there on the screen. So you'll see. Father, I thank you. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over. Shall men give unto my bosom or your bosom? I'm making it personal. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, you said, give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over. Shall men give back to me. Father, I thank you that I am doing your word. I hear your word. I hide your word. I'm doing your word. Now activate the kaya of God. Woo, my God. Activate the kaya of God. Oh, come on now. Activate the kaya of God. Oh, woo. Oh, I'm just trying to stay in my chair right now because I'm so excited. The kaya, the life. The prosperous life that you've ordained for me in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Woo! And I'm going to type, and this is how it's spelled in the Hebrew. And here's how it sounded out. The kaya of God, which means, here's the definition. I'm going to put it in here because I want you to have, listen, I want you to have understanding. Woo! To give life. Oh my gosh. Oh, see? Here's what the devil doesn't want you to get. See, here's the definitions. Oh, my God. Woo! Listen, so you see, I want to thank you for joining in. I'm praying over your spirit, soul, body, and finances. Devil, I serve you notice right now as they sow seed. And those who have sown seed, even yesterday, even to help those who are helping to get me to my purpose. How glory. He can't shout to the Bible. Listen, I cannot do, you cannot do the purpose of God for your life by yourself. This is what helps you. The Bible says, listen, oh my God. Woo! It says, if two shall touch and agree, it takes people, woo, to help you get the purpose of God done. This is why the devil spends more time sowing division than unity and alignment. Thank you, Brother Doug, for everything that you guys have done to support this ministry. Just, oh my God, woo, the support. You don't know what it means that, high glory, hey, keshatenaba, to have support. Listen, you don't understand what happens and how it humbles us to know that your support is helping us to fulfill our purpose, that we can help you connect to your purpose. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you. Father, I speak life and life more abundantly over every supporter, over every seed sower, for everyone who sows our glory into my trip and everything to help with the purpose of this ministry. We are Restoring Ministries International. Our purpose is high glory. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. We have come to restore you spirit, soul, and body, as well as financially with the word. Our purpose is to renew, restore, and refresh you in your spirit, soul, body, as well as financial. Good go. Oh my God. Listen. It takes people to help you fulfill your purpose. Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Son of God, but he still needed 12 people to get the job and his purpose to him on the cross. Oh my God. He needed, ha, glory. Woo! He was God. Woo, my incarnate walking on the earth, but he still needed 12. He still needed that boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Oh, come on, somebody. He still needed, woo, Simon to help carry the cross when he couldn't carry it anymore. I wish I had somebody with me. He still needed, oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. He still needed Joseph to get him off the cross and to use, woo, his unused tomb, so that way he could be where the Father needed him to be. Woo, my God, my God. I wish I had somebody that can understand you need people to help you fulfill your purpose. Oh, my God. Now sow your seed. I declare divine health, wealth, prosperity, purpose, and life over you and the seed. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.